Time now for the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for this August 4th of 2025. I'm Pat Johnston. Last Friday, the new jobs report came out, and it displayed yet another sluggish number of jobs created, just 73,000. But even more, or worse, the Bureau of Labor Statistics made some revisions for the months of May and June, as BLS reported that it overestimated the number of jobs created for those months and dropped those numbers by 285,000. So it revised down 285,000 jobs, giving a clearer and more expected jobs report that many were expecting when the original numbers were released for those months. All in all, just a paltry 33,000 jobs were created in May and June. And it's, again, what many were expecting ever since Dear Leader's insane across-the-board tariff scheme really finally started hitting Americans and also hitting businesses. But how many of you out there were really and truly stunned when news broke late last Friday that Dear Leader announced he fired the director of Bureau of Labor Statistics? Well, I wasn't. How many times has Dear Leader or the MAGA Republican movement as a whole ever taken responsibility for their actions? Never. And it's strange because, you see, Dear Leader, Trump used to be all about the BLS when it served his purposes, like when it announced last fall, just before the election, that it overestimated how many jobs were created in President Biden's final year in office. Oh, he loved that news. The downward adjustments were used by Dear Leader and his MAGA base as an attack on the Harris campaign, which is what I would have done. But this time, Dear Leader didn't want to hear those numbers, so he closed his eyes, held his breath, and stomped on the ground before firing not a politician, but a statistician. A statistician. Downward revisions are nothing new for the BLS, and neither are upward revisions. You see, it's called, math. But in true authoritarian form, Dear Leader killed the messenger. Rather than admit how his tariff scheme is causing uneasiness, causing job losses and rising prices, Trump believes not only will his MAGA followers go along with it, but that the corporate media will as well. And judging from the past, I guess he'd be right to bet on himself. But the American people are noticing because the job market is tanking. Prices are rising. Wages are not keeping up. And Americans are feeling it. Lest we forget how former co-president Elon Musk and his gang of teenage bros slashed thousands of government jobs from feeding people home and abroad, or scientists, or those working with the USDA. That's hurting all of us on a macroeconomic level. On a micro level, Michigan State Extension jobs, for instance, are getting slashed and thereby hurting the state's economy. Not sure how gutting MSU Extension is really a great economic platform to run on, but Michigan Republicans certainly are. And staying here in Michigan, thanks to the MAGA murder budget passed in Congress, thousands of clean energy jobs are in danger or will be outright cut. Michigan's unemployment rate has been rising here over the past year and a half, so it's not making much sense why gutting good-paying jobs that'll help our economic and environmental future is real sound fiscal policy. But Michigan Republicans and Dear Leader Trump will tell you, yeah, this is working. Oh, and most of the jobs created last month were in the healthcare industry, but with the MAGA murder budget gutting Medicaid spending, those jobs appear to be in jeopardy as well. And then there's Dear Leader's ICE Gestapo that's busy tearing workers off the streets. Like, I'm sorry, but I fail to see how kidnapping and terrorizing undocumented workers from their jobs is helping Michigan's economy or the country's economy. Now, last week, Dear Leader hammered Fed Chair Jerome Powell for refusing to lower interest rates, which really confused me because if the economy was booming, as Dear Leader Trump and his MAGA cult keep telling all of us, well then, why do we need to drop interest rates? If the economy is doing well, interest rates should rise. Because it was never doing well. Good news, though, Dear Leader fired that dirty BLS person, and next month we'll learn the full truth that 30 gazillion jobs were created. And then we can all say, praise Dear Leader, praise him, praise Dear Leader. This is what authoritarianism looks like, everyone. We're living in it. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.